like one or two fries and rice.
Okay, you're on death row.
What's your my meal?
Final. What's it called? What they call it? The last meal?
Your last meal? I'd be giving me some good sirloin. Some carne. I want some carne. Some french fries. Some corn. That's another thing. I love me some corn. I'm that weirdo that will open up a can and just eat it with a spoon.
Okay.
Love me some corn. Like a little bread roll or something.
Okay. She having a kind of like a Thanksgiving plate.
Give me some.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you're now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go.
Hopefully. And we're back. Hopefully it's on automatic. All right. And we're back with our special guest, Miha, for part
three.
Oh, I think the squirt.
The squirt?
The
what?
The chair squeak.
Oh.
Kind of ruined your moment. Okay. How you feeling?
We feeling good.
She over here chugging vodka.
I'm not. The pink drink. Mm-hmm. We chugging pink drinks now.
No, we got the Arizona fruit punch and the squirt. Oh, the squirt. Squirt.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. We're not sponsored. Okay, let's get you on a...
On a different vibe? A different wavelength?
Well, we're gonna get deep, but we'll start off with like... Let's start some drama in your family.
Okay. No. Oh shit. Okay.
Which family member makes the best food?
The best food?
Yeah.
Like out of everybody, all the cousins, everybody? Or oh, my shit. Family fine.
Oh, let's do both. Plot twist.
Okay, so like my immediate family, which is like my brothers and my mom.
Yeah.
I think us. Not that my mom makes bad food, it's just like I'm really used to her food since she's made the same food since we were little. But, like, my brother takes, like, his time. So that's what I don't like. Like, he takes too long to make meals. But they come out really... It's done, worth the wait. Like, it's very worth the wait.
But if you're starving, you're like,
my mom's gonna cook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. But, yeah. And
what's
then
the top three dishes that you think it's like, oh, my mom's cooking? Like, yum.
Our tortilla soup. She makes really good tortilla soup.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Her rice is really good.
Okay.
I like all types of rice. My favorite food is rice. Like, I'll eat anybody's rice.
You'll survive off rice.
Yeah, so rice. What other thing do I like that she makes? I don't know.
Here we have the...
Yeah, I don't know, really. Like, Beasts and Bunnies, that's so lame. But, like, that's, like, more like of a nostalgic food. Like, we've... Always had that
thrive
one.
On them.
Yeah, we thrive on them.
But
it's funny because like, But it's funny because like we say that like when my cousin used to come over because he lives on the street. Like, they're frijoles. Like they eat beans with everything. We eat rice with everything.
Oh,
so we joke that like, our rice is their frijoles and their frijoles is our rice.
Well, plot twist, we don't have either over here.
No? What do y'all eat with everything most of the time?
With everything?
No?
Tortilla with everything.
Salsa?
Queso maybe with everything.
Queso?
Salsa with everything. But it'll be like rice goes with mole or a certain thing.
Yeah.
But like rice with everything, no. And beans with everything, tampoco.
No. Well, not with everything, but we just eat it a lot. Like during the week, we'll eat it a good 2 or 3 times a week. No.
Wait. Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, oh, there's rice today.
Now we'll a new fresh meal, literally.
Be like, oh, let me get some rice.
And then if it's not my family, like I had to pick somebody else.
Oh shit, we putting people on blast.
I don't know.
Think it's, of the whole family.
But it's like, I feel like I haven't had that many meals from your mom. It's not because she's not a good cook. I just haven't had that many meals.
Feed nobody.
But I don't.
We don't have rice. We don't have beans. We don't have food over here. Y'all sponsor.
I feel like whenever we eat food, it's like the dads get together.
Oh, like grilling.
They're grilling. Like, we're making tacos. We're making pambazos.
We wanted to make pambazos today.
That would have been the vibes.
But, okay, so just giving out my business. My dad wasn't supposed to be, like, around today, so my mom was like, we're not making pambazos for two people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But plot twist, that man chilling, watching movies, so where's my pambazo?
So I don't know if I can answer that question, because I don't think I've had that many meals. I do remember when I was little, I liked mi tia Carla's spaghetti. Hers was, it hit different, and I've told her, and, like, I have not ate that spaghetti in years.
How'd she, like, what was special it was, about it?
I don't know. It just hit different? It just hit different. But I don't know. I don't think I've ever had, like, a lot of... I like your mom's birria. That shit hit different during Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It was a little experiment she did. She did make it, like, 2 days prior or something. To try. Just to make sure it was going to turn out right. But it was good.
So, yeah.
When I went to record at cousin's house.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Mi tia, she made this chorizo dip thing.
Like, queso, like, what is it called? Not that queso thing with the chorizo.
Choriqueso.
That thing called? Hit.
It was so good.
Was it that? Was that it had cheese in it?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, then it was probably that. Yeah, I hit this.
And I was like, yo, this is delicious. What the fuck?
We have that some restaurant, and it was, we had never tried it before, and it was really good.
That's good.
But did it mess you up?
Girl, so I did. I didn't have my lactaid on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I really, cause I love cheese and I love like chorizo. Damn. So you put my favorite together. Like, there's no way that I was gonna say no.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had planned to do is have a little bit. You know, try it. Just, the shit was so good that I just started eating and eating, just gobbling, and eating, gobbling and swallowing. And yeah, it fucked me up. But it was worth it. 10 out of 10.
That's the thing. It's worth it most of the time.
10 out of 10. Yeah. One time. Okay, so just getting on me being lactose intolerant real quick.
It's okay. Me too. Don't worry.
One time for the lactose intolerant people.
Period.
I was about to say we out here thriving, but we're not.
We're not thriving.
We're really not. So one time my mom was like, it's all in your head. You know? Mm-hmm. Just if you don't think about it,
then you'll be okay. Yeah,
you'll be fine. That shit's all in your head, girl. So I was like, you know what?
You right.
Hell yeah, that shit's all in my head. So I go to this Mexican restaurant with my best friend and Vince. And I'm like, it's all in my head. It's all in my head. Tell me why I ordered the queso for my chips. And then enchiladas de queso con crema.
That's what kills you, huh? La crema.
Yeah, and the sauce was made con with crema. With crema on top. Because it's all in my head, girl.
It's all in your head.
And come to find out, it was not all in my head.
Damn.
So, yeah, that was not a good day. Oh, here we go. So, yeah, it was not all in my head, but I'd be trying to, I mean, it's hard to
I miss leave. A good bowl of cereal.
And I'm telling you, did you ever try the lactaid?
I haven't tried it, girl.
Girl, I feel like you'll like it.
I would thrive?
I tried it with, and I love me some oat milk. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sponsored, but y'all go try that Oatly. That's what it's called. It's a blue box thing. And that shit good. That shit hit different. But I just couldn't get jiggy with it for my cereal.
Like, and that's no. I feel like they're too watery. Like, I need something that's a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
But
that lactate, I mean, and hear me out, I've had 3 good responses and reviews. Like,
yeah.
3 people that were like, yeah, that shit hit.
Okay.
Lactate milk. So, oh, we have, you know what? I'm going to have you try some it. Because I feel like we have some left. And if the 2% is not good, they also have the red one, the whole milk.
Okay.
I guess it's called, I don't know why it's red, honestly, but I think it's thicker. So, because you don't want the watery one. But yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you'll like that. Because I miss a lot of my what? Okay. Dairy.
Your dairy intake.
And I just found a... Okay, I did not find it. I have to give props to a guy friend that went out of his way to get me a half-baked Ben and Jerry's. Yo, these motherfuckers should start sponsoring me. Non-dairy ice cream. And I don't fuck with a lot of non-dairy stuff because it tastes like ass. I'm like, it doesn't taste good. It's not giving what it's supposed.
It's not giving. like somebody would say, it's right? Not giving.
So I was like, oh, thank you. Like, in my mind, I was like, this might not hit the way.
You know what destroys me?
What?
Milkshakes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't.
I have to be really like, okay, tomorrow I can't do nothing.
Yeah, you plan it out. Yeah. So he got me that ice cream and I was like, oh, bet. So I start eating it. And telling him about my dairy experience. Because he starts asking, like, oh, when did this...
Yeah.
Was this all your life? You know, like, and I'm like, yeah. No.
No.
But I'm eating it. That shit was delicious. It was half-baked. And I went to the food line the other day.
The food line.
And they didn't have it. And I ended up getting another...
Non-dairy?
Non-dairy of that brand.
And it didn't mess you up?
And it hits. Mm-mm.
Okay.
So it's non-dairy. It's
good
for all y'all shitting people. If y'all want, if y'all miss ice cream, y'all try that ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, and okay. it's good. But milkshakes. So he asked me. He was like, "And what do you like?" I think it was like, "What do you miss the most?" or something. And I was like, "Crema and milkshakes." Because I fuck with milkshakes.
Banana milkshakes.
Girl, I'm a strawberry. Mm. Strawberry or strawberry banana milkshake? Ugh,
the yum. Ones from
what noise was
they're gonna take that out of context. The ones from Cookout, they hit different. Okay. The banana ones.
Have you tried the ones from Sheetz where you like choose your thickness? What are they called? The for real?
The for real.
The for real.
No,
those hit. But I like the Five Guys milkshakes.
Never had
milkshake. That's the one that I was telling him that, like you said, you take the L for.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, how many times, like, how does that work? And I'm like, honestly, I just, like, pray. I'm like, you know,
a ver qué pasa. Espíritu Santo, yeah, mm-hmm. Facts, and,
and I, you know, order it, whatever the fuck. And out of four times that I do that, maybe once I'm just, like, fucked. But I'll never know which time,
oh, really?
Which
mine's
day
not
it's going
like
to be.
Mine's, like, three out of the four times I'm
really?
Fucked. Yeah.
And I don't know. But it's I've noticed that that's with the Five Guys milkshakes. Mm. So what are they using? But with other milkshakes, boom, fucked. Every time. Damn. The Sheetz ones, the Cookout ones, every time. Cookout? Every time. Every fucking
not
time.
Even the milkshakes, just everything. I'm just kidding.
Yo, yeah, because my favorite thing to get there is the cheese quesadilla with the extra sauce.
But see, that's the thing with you. Like me, it's very much specific. It's only milk, like straight up milk and milkshake. So like a lot of ice cream. But with you, it like it's cheese, it's
and that's
milk.
Weird.
It's
weird because, okay, so I fuck with cheese and I'll be good. But the Pizza Hut cheese, like the stuffed crust cheese.
You can't do that?
I'm fucked if I eat that. Mm. So that's weird. Like, what cheese is what? But girl, I done stole your shine.
No, it's okay.
Tell me about your foods. What do you be cooking?
Me?
Because we were talking about,
I be making some... I started making some wontons.
Ooh,
they're
girl.
Good.
Hit
in the
me
oven.
Up next time.
Me and my older brother, we make orange chicken. But that's a whole journey. Like, that's a whole days of planning and days of cooking. But that's really good. What else do I make? Like spaghetti and things.
Yeah.
But I remember I was very little when my mom started like letting me like cook. Like I was like.
Oh, really?
6, 7.
Can you make rice?
Mm-hmm. I can make rice. All right. I got to learn the favorite food. I got to learn how to make rice.
The everyday food.
The everyday food. So I know how to make rice, spaghetti. I've made tamales once. But
didn't
I didn't
tell me
I didn't like them, that me personally, and I think that everyone that ate them was like, oh, this salieron bien buenos. I'm like, stop
just
lying.
Hype you up.
I'm like, I know they're not that good. Like,
and that's hard. Well, I think tamales is like a myth, like a you're on
another
like,
level,
easy, medium, hard. That's
but that was a one time thing. I've never done them before ever again. And then over the pandemic, like when it was really bad, I made donuts and I was proud of my donuts.
Did you? I feel like you told me, but I didn't get to try them.
No, because it was, like, right when everything was about to, like, we weren't seeing each other.
Okay.
But I remember, they came out good. I made them twice. The second time, it was a flop.
What?
But the first time, they were good.
What made you, like, oh, I'm making donuts today?
I don't know what possessed me. I think it's because one of our uncles, has made them, and I was like, I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he made them one day, and I was like, oh, I can do
because
it then.
Because that's my grandpa's, like, secret.
Making donuts.
I guess not a secret, but, like, what's it called? Like, the family tradition? Like, yeah, like, he sold them, and then his
business and stuff.
Yeah, this is business.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it was because of that. Like, I was like, I think I can make them. So, I like to bake a lot. Like,
I cannot bake for shit.
Banana muffins. Me and my little brother make banana muffins. Banana bread. Yeah.
Y'all over there not telling
me. So, like,
me.
I can keep myself alive. You know, I'm not gonna let myself starve. No, I'm not gonna let myself starve. I can make a little somsom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite ultimate food of all time? I think that was one of like time? The. It was like
from a.
You can only eat one food for the rest of your life.
Rice or fries? French fries.
French fries. Your French.
I love me some French fries.
Let's get into it because.
Okay, I'm gonna be the unpopular opinion. I already know. Because what? I am for the soggy fries.
Okay.
So, I like the soft, soggy fries.
So I guess I won't put her business out there, but somebody I know is team soggy fries, and I can't get jiggy with it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll eat them every now and then.
Yeah, no, I think they hit different.
But that's what she says, too.
Because, like, for example, like, Wendy's fries, they are known to have floppy...
They are.
Floppy fries, but I think those are the best fries.
Floppy fries.
But then, like, McDonald's fries are, like, crispy and stuff.
You don't fuck with them?
I can't fuck with them. They're too salty, in my opinion.
Out of all the restaurant, the fast food.
Which ones do I like the most? Wendy's.
Bojangles.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A has soggy fries.
Yeah, but I like that. Yeah. So. And then that's probably it.
Do you like the Red Robin fries?
Yes, I do. Okay. But I have a very strong opinion about Red Robin. But only if you know, you know. I'll tell you that later.
This is off the... It can't be on the
films? No, it can't be on the films. Oh, but shit. I have a very strong opinion about Red Robin. Okay. But anyways. But their fries do be hit.
Fuck Red Robin.
Fuck Red Robin. But I love me some Red Robin fries.
But still, fuck them.
But still, fuck them. But yeah. I think if that's the thing that I had, it's not healthy, but...
Oh, wait, yeah, that's for the rest of your life. Just one thing, soggy fries for the rest of your life, girl.
Rice. I can thrive on rice.
Okay.
Some chicken. It doesn't matter how type of chicken.
You forming a plate.
When you said, that's it, I'm like, okay, well, then she wants more options. No, but if I had to pick, like, one or two fries and rice.
Okay, you're on death row.
What's my meal?
Final. What's it called? What's it called? The last meal?
Your last meal? I be giving me some good sirloin. Some carne. I want some carne. Some french fries. Some corn. That's another thing. I love me some corn. I'm that weirdo that will open up a can and just eat it with a spoon.
Okay.
Love me some corn. Like a little bread roll or something.
Okay. She having a kind of like a Thanksgiving plate.
Get me some apple juice.
Yo, you formed a good
and like for on the side, meal. My milkshakes. I'm a shit anyways, and I'm a die anyways, so I can't eat me my milkshake. My banana, it has to be banana milkshake. Yeah. I want a banana milkshake.
What's your dessert? Or do you want a little pastelito or something?
I'm not really into desserts really like that.
You just like to make them. You don't eat them.
I mean, I don't consider like banana bread a dessert. It's a snack. I'm just kidding. But I don't consider that a dessert. I guess it is, but I don't. See it as a dessert.
I guess it could be a snack, too.
Like a snack. Yeah. Like a breakfast, maybe? I don't know.
So you're not into, like, cake pie and...
No, like, when there's cake at parties, I'll have some because I feel like I need to. Like, I'm forced to, but I don't really care for cake.
Girl, you know you don't want to have the cake. You can say no.
No, but especially if it's my birthday, I feel like I need to eat the cake.
You do not.
Well, I don't know. I feel bad. Because then I'm like,
I'm going to bring that up next time. No cake.
Like, she don't even like cake.
Because
I'm not a cake person.
What would you have instead if you're like, oh, let's skip the cake and have this? For my birthday. Milkshakes for everyone.
For real. Or like, this is not, again, maybe I'm unpopular. I'd rather have like an ice cream cake or a cookie cake. No, let me take that back. A cookie cake. I'm like 4 years old, but like a cookie cake.
No, there's another person, right, in the family that prefers cookie. No, cake. There's like three of y'all.
Yeah, see.
I fuck with it, but I don't. I'm more like, of those fruit.
The tarts? Yeah. Like, my little brother likes that one.
And I was, I don't I mean, really. absolutely grateful for what I got on my birthday, but I was like, nah, I know, y'all know, I fuck with the fruit tarts.
Okay, so now I know.
Where's my fucking fruit tarts?
The ones from Publix, but they no hit. Promo, but they hit different. The cheesecake from there? Ones? Yeah. The cheesecake from there also hits different.
Honestly, no promo, but Whole Foods too. Me and my brother went for like... I forgot. Oh, I went to go pick up a package at the Amazon locker that they have. You already know. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
But we're like, oh, let's go look around whatever Whole Foods has to offer. Because we've never really been. So we stand in front of the bakery little, what is it called? This display?
The stand?
This shelf with all
the shit.
There
you go, the shelf.
And we're sitting there just like,
I want to eat everything
over every single thing, and I feel like I ended up getting like three little things, and he makes fun of me because like I bit into like a cookie or something, like I moaned. He's like, get that good bitch.
Yeah, literally.
So I'm like, yeah, this shit hit. But yeah, I'm a fruit tart girl, I think, overall. So overall? We got a chocolate chip
cookie cake.
Well, no, it's called a cookie cake, right?
Cookie cake,
but it is more,
it's just a cookie, a big ass cookie. Just a big ass.
Okay.
Because I don't care for icing. I think that's the issue with cake. I don't like icing. It doesn't matter what type. If it's soft, really sweet, not that sweet, I don't care. I don't care for icing. Like cupcakes, people be mad at me because they'll be like, how am I going to get you cupcakes? You don't even need any of the icing, because I don't care for the icing. I'll just eat the little cake, like the cake part.
Yeah, I don't fuck with icing either. But you want, damn, all these shout outs. But that bake, okay, we don't even have to say the name, but that bakery that we be hitting up.
Yeah, we be hitting up. Hit different.
I like
their cake. See, that's the cake
do be that hitting. I could fuck with.
But see, it's not like a grocery store cake. That's a cake.
Yeah, that's a cake.
That's a bakery cake.
Someone got the oven mittens.
Oh yeah, they're like, making multiple layers. It's going in and out of the freezer.
Yo, if people could see how many hand movements we just did, we're like,
yeah, no, but yeah, they're like, that's like Carlos Bakery.
Yeah, that's that level.
That's not good. Like. Yeah. That's different. Okay. I'll eat that cake.
Yeah, because it's good as fuck.
Yeah, it's good. It is good. Should be expensive, but it's worth
it. It is worth it. And they have that good, I guess their icing's good because it's probably like
hand whipped
by Aunt Sarah or some shit. Like, Aunt Sarah herself whipped that shit.
Literally. For real.
Okay. So moving on from
that's our deep conversation.
Okay, a little different. What was it like being the middle child? Because you're the middle child.
I am the middle child.
How was that for you?
Honestly, like, from, like, stereotype, people say that being the middle child is horrible. Like, you get ignored. Like, blah, blah, blah. Can't relate. And I don't know if it kind of, like, went in my favor that I was the only girl. I was the girl middle child because, like, I have an older brother and a younger brother. So, like, I was the only girl in the family. But I don't think that way, like, I don't feel like I was neglected. I don't think I was treated no type of way.
Yeah,
if anything, I feel like I was like the mediator. Like, when my brothers got into fights, I was like always the ones to calm them.
Like,
I was
the
one
middle,
that's splitting them up or like calming them down. And like, y'all all know this, but like, I'm not one to fight. I'm like, if you think this, that's your problem. Like, what, literally the other day or like last week, my little brother was like saying that I had said something that I didn't really say. This man was going on.
What you
on.
Were saying when I was over there?
Yeah, and he's like, well, and then you said this, and that's like, and I wanted to make it known that you were wrong. I'm like, honestly, if that's what you think, that's fine. I'm like, I'm not gonna fight with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very much not a fighter.
And me and you are different in that, because I will, if I know that I'm right, like, I'm gonna try to prove my point, but...
No, girl, I
could care
less.
But I think I was more like that before, and now I'm more like you, where I'm like, all right, whatever, what the fuck.
Like, I'm gonna pick my battles. Like, is it important to me? Not really.
Yeah.
If it's something important, then yeah. But, like, if it was something dumb, like, no, I don't care. So I feel like I was not... I don't think I was extra either, like, oh, because you're the only girl, like, te crees, so, like, you think you're all that, or, like, you're, like, I don't know. I don't think I was like that either. Yeah. Like, I was very much just a very chill person. Always just kind of went with the vibes. I don't know. I don't think I was any type of way.
Do you think that there's, like, the favorite?
In my family?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a favorite, but there definitely is, like, there was daddy's girl. Well, obviously me, because I'm the only fucking girl. But, like, and I think there's a mama's boy.
Okay.
So, my little brother is mama's boy, and I'm very much, I was, if you know, you know,
yeah,
daddy's girl. So, but I don't think it's because we were the favorites. It's just like that just kind of ended up being the dynamic.
They never made y'all feel like there was a favorite.
No.
Okay.
And I don't know if my brothers would say the same thing, but I don't think so.
Like, to you, there wasn't
No, and, like, I guess because, like, I was the only girl, like, oh, like, they treated her like, oh, she was, like, the princess of the house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so. Because I, even growing up, I feel like I was very much a tomboy. Like, because I was surrounded by so many boys, like, you weren't around as much, like, as you are now. Like, you live farther away, so, like, we didn't see each other as often. Like, I had three boys every day. So, like, I grew up very much tomboy.
You were overruled.
Yeah, so I don't think I ever gave that vibe off, like, oh, like, I'm the princess, like, y'all do what I say, like, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like being the middle child.
So, overall, if you could go back, I guess you, I don't know, but, like, be the
put in order
or the youngest, you would still
I would still be the middle. I do not like being the first child because I feel like they experiment you a lot with you. Like, they're like, let me see, like, did it work with this child? Did it work with... But see, and then this is the thing. I feel like the younger child is also very much like, maybe this is a little stereotypical, like, they get their way a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like me and my older brother, like, suffered things, certain things, because there's other things that my little brother has gone through that we will never know or experience, and he suffered a lot through other things. So, like, I'm not going to say one of us suffered more, because that's not...
Like, you're not comparing.
No, but I'm just saying, like, certain things, like, school, like... We had to figure it out, like, and then by the time it got to my little brother, like, we're like, oh, we'll do it like this, or do it this way. Things like that. Like, nothing crazy that was like, oh, like, you know, I feel like, whatever. But, no, I would always pick to be the middle kid.
Okay.
And I think that's very much an unpopular opinion, but I like being the middle child.
That is a thing that they say, right? That, like,
yeah, that the people hate being the middle child. No, I like being the middle child.
And if you could, if you could have had more siblings, would you have wanted to?
I would keep my siblings. I would obviously never trade them for the world. But I would have liked to have a sister. Because I feel like they got to have a brother and a sister.
Okay, yeah.
So they can say, like, they experienced both sides. I only experienced one side. I only know how it is to have brothers. So I would have liked to have a sister. But at the same time, I feel like... I don't know. I think I'm very much on the vibe, like, things happen for a reason. So, like, I, again, if I were to go back and I could pick, I would not pick to have a sister.
No.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't be like,
like, just to see? I don't know, maybe.
Switch one of them.
No, I wouldn't switch any of them.
No.
But, like, I would have liked to.
If you did have a sister, you'd want her to be an older or a younger?
An older sister.
Why?
I feel like.
Like, show you, teach you things?
Yeah, I feel like I was very much, like, in the dark, like, I was kind of living, I'm still, like, kind of living life, like, I ask you things sometimes, like, I don't know, I feel like I very much live in, like, the dark, like,
oh, girl,
not like, that came out real wrong, like, I don't
I'm
know,
here. My doors are open, bitch, you can call me anytime.
Like, I feel like sometimes I'm, like, I don't know how to do certain things, or, like, what to expect, and I feel like if I had an older sister, like, because it's different, like, I have an older sibling, but he's a dude, like, and it's very much different when you're trying to ask a girl things, or things that only happen to females.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like if I would have had an older sister, and I know, like, we're close, but, I mean, even as cousins, like, there's certain things that you just don't share, or I don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like with your siblings, you share maybe more things. I don't know.
But I feel like me being the oldest and a girl, I was like you in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Because... I'm the oldest. There's no one above me.
To, like, ask,
Yeah, so I feel that in a different, even though you're, you know, younger and stuff. Or, like, you have an older brother and stuff, but that's, like you said, a brother.
Yeah, it's not
so
the same.
So it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we just out here in the dark.
I'm like, that came out a lot more emo than it needed to be. But, no, yeah, I don't know. But I also think that, like, that's why I appreciate my friendships more. Like, my girl, my female friends more, because I'm like, I never had that bond. So, like, with the friends that I do have, like, I feel like I have some type of, like, sistery vibes with them.
The what was it?
The traveling pants?
Yeah, was it sisterhood?
Yeah, the sisterhood. There we go. I have more of a sisterhood with them. Okay. I don't know, yeah.
Okay. That's good.
And I do want, like, which is different, but, like, because I didn't have sisters, I would want to have, like daughters.
Yeah.
So that I could experience that.
Okay. Do you want a, if you have kids, would you want like a big family? Like,
I think it's because I grew up in a three.
That you want three?
I want three. Two to three. I've always
told my mom. So you gonna do to them what you didn't want?
No, no, no. Because this is the thing. Okay. Espérate.
You're a Slytherin.
I'm a Slytherin. I told my mom, like, if I have twins, which I don't think will happen. In our family, it doesn't really run in our family to have twins. But if I had twins, I would stop. I don't care if you're a boy, girl, boy, or a girl.
That's it?
We're done. I'm not having more children. Why? That's a lot.
But you want three?
Two for one.
But that's you want three and you're stopping at twins? Make it make sense.
I don't know, because I feel like that's already too much.
Oh, like
because you're having them at the same time. Yeah. Like, there's not one, there's two.
I would have loved to rip the band-aid and have two and yeah. one, though.
But see, if I had one and one, like if I had a boy first or a girl or whatever order, like I would want to, for them to, one of them to not be lonely. But then I guess you're all right. Like, it's very kind of like hypocritical. Like, you'd be doing the same thing to your kids of what happened to you. I could not do more than three, though. Four seems like too much.
Four seems like a good balance, though. Like,
but if I do, I want to have them. I want to have them close so that they're not like we don't have this age gap that we're already experiencing.
That's where I'm struggling now because I'm like, oh, would I want another kid? And then like, if I do, it's already eight years different. If I get pregnant tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all hit me up. No. I need assistance.
I need assistance.
No, but thinking about it, me and my brother are 8 years apart.
So, I mean, it works right now. If you had it right but now.
But I'm telling you, I need to get pregnant tonight. I'm telling you, let's go to the club, but you don't know. I'm fucking
with you. With a stripper friend? For real. Let's find another stripper man.
No, but yeah, that's that age difference. So I feel like you guys, I mean, I love my brother, but like there's things that like we kind of like bump heads or weren't close and as we are now
growing up
because of the age difference. Of course I forced him to like play certain like let's play school and he's just over there like I'm a baby bitch like what the fuck, and I'm like nah, sit down and do your homework. But I think that's cool that you and your siblings were close. So like you said, if you had babies you'd want them to be close, and that's why I'm freaking out, because I'm like, if I have more, I like, oh, my poor child over here, like, me of the group, kind of.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot. Like, we need to start getting on that baby making, because...
Well, y'all not to talk shit, but y'all used to be like, we too young.
Now we getting old.
Now.
No, but yeah, but I feel bad. Like, nah, Vince gonna be still young. Vince gonna be, like, all in his teens by the time he's we get babies. Be, like, babies be... that he can play with. He not even want to play with them.
He gonna babysit. That's what he gonna. He gonna run y'all pockets.
Be like, I'll help you, tia.
For some guap. My Cash App or whatever it is at the time.
Is this just hit me up.
Yeah, I'll watch your twins.
Oh, God.
But no four. Okay. So, you're pregnant, right?
Uh-huh.
She's not pregnant. It's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
You're pregnant and you go into the... Yo, I'm just picturing the whole thing. You go into the doctor's office, right? Oh.
No, it's because I feel like I was going to say something, but I'm like, let me see what she says.
What are you going to say?
Like, they're like, when there's four, but I don't even know how to say that. Like, they're not triplets. There we go. Quadruplets.
Is that how you say
it? Yeah.
Yeah, bitch, you beat me to it. You're laying there and they're doing the little dun 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 dun, and you're hearing the heartbeats. And then they're like, bitch, there's four.
Pues ya.
Well, I mean,
let's get into it.
Do you think you would go through the motion? Like, you'd go be like, what the fuck? I'm about to go to listen to Adele.
I'll be like, I need everybody on board. I need everybody to come. Everyone's staying at my house.
Yeah.
I need all the siblings, all the cousins, all los tías and tíos. I need, what did they say? A village. What does it say?
I know what you're talking about. It takes a village?
It takes a village. Some shit like that. I need the whole village with me.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gotta be crazy, because I see, I grew up on Kate Plus Eight.
I love that show.
So, or what was it?
Yeah,
it
Kate
was,
Plus
no,
Eight.
No, it was John and Kate Plus Eight first, then John left.
Snake.
We don't know. We don't know if she done kicked them out, though. We don't know who was the snake, right? Well,
anyways,
was he?
I thought he was. Then he became a DJ. Like, shut the fuck up.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Oh, I think so. I didn't if my research is right, like, I'm pretty sure he's a DJ. Damn. Or he was, at least.
I wish I had we had our Googlers. But, damn, what was he? He was a DJ. But anyways, I grew up on that show, right? Mm-hmm. Fuck him if he was a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I would see that and be like, damn, they had, what, twins? And then they had the
Six. No, there were seven.
Six, seven, eight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The twins the and six, then six.
The six tuplets, yeah.
Imagine.
No, I see no.
And then he left, or for whatever, or got kicked out, whatever the reason. He's a singer.
I mean,
and then, well, she had a whole production, like you said. She had the village. She didn't have to go through the struggle.
No, but that would be too much. And see, I grew up on Teen Mom.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'd be watching.
Yeah, no. It's one time for the single moms.
Single and Teen Moms. For real. But y'all are strong. Hats to y'all, because I could not. I could never.
And honestly, thank you. And honestly, I get help. So, like, you know, if I want, you know, a day where I want to feel, like, not just a mom, you know? Because being a mom's cool, but it's not, like, your whole personality. Mm-hmm. You're not just a mom. So, you know, if I want to get, like, some time to myself or, like, go out or whatever, I'm, you know, my mom.
You can.
My mom and dad help me. So, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Because there's times where I see other girls and they have, like, zero help.
Mm-hmm, they can't
go. They don't have that time. And I'm like, it's very important to be good. Like, to be good for your kid, you got to be good yourself.
Yourself, yeah.
So, yeah. But one time for the single moms and Fives. I don't even know how we got on that. We're not manifesting you being a single mom,
no,
girl.
No,
you're going to have your happy...
not that it's necessary because, you know...
Oh, you can have your...
That, and, like, it's not like if you don't have a family, you're not happy. You see what I'm saying?
No,
like,
true. Yeah.
So, not that it's necessary, but, you know, it would be nice.
Yeah. Girl, I might get turkey basted. Just throwing that out there, so...
That's a whole different conversation.
There's nothing wrong. Well, I thought it fit into...
No, it does. Like, all families are great families.
Yeah, all family. Ooh, okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. They're all beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Let's keep it rolling.
Speaking of family, you kind of answered this, but, like, how do you deal with arguments between family members? Like, you at the house and everybody done got pissed off.
Honestly, I tried to remove myself, which is not good because, I mean, like I said, I'm very much, and I'm not really into the astrology life, but they say that Libras are very much, like, non-confrontational, and I am very much that. Like, I do not like confrontation. So, yeah. If it's something that has to do with me, like, I'm involved, like, it's something with me, I try to, like, you know, apologize, whatever, and, like, try to, like, keep it moving, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it has nothing to do with me, and I'm just listening. And I'm in the outside, I leave. I'm like, this is not my problem.
Nothing
I'm not,
to do with me.
Don't. And if people start asking me my opinion, I'm like, that's on y'all. Yeah. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Because I've had it where, like, people will, like, ask me things. And then I say my opinion and I get into it. And they start hating me. And I'm like, well, y'all asked me for my opinion.
Then
so,
why the fuck you asking?
So then I'm like, I'm not getting involved no more then. So, like, I've learned not to. I don't know.
So that's how you deal with it. You don't.
I just don't. Which is, like I said, probably not a good, what is it called? Like, habit or whatever. It's not a good thing all the time, but I don't know. Again, if it's something that's irrelevant, like genuinely, like people are fighting over a stick or something and they're literally fighting over something stupid, like there's no reason for me to engage. But if it's something more intense, like I said, if it has to do with me, I try to, like, do my part to apologize or try to fix it. But if it has nothing to do with me, I'm not gonna open my mouth.
And if it does, you're just like, you're not very, I don't see you being, like, I don't know, yelling or...
No, I don't like to yell.
I feel like you're more like, everybody sit down, let's talk about this.
Yeah, we're gonna sit down, be civil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not about the fighting. You will never catch me, like, taking off my earrings.
I was about to say.
I'm not taking off no earrings.
Okay, okay.
I would also no fight no bitch for no man.
Oh, okay, like, what's
wrong? No. I'm not fighting nobody over nobody.
So you're with someone and then they want him and there's a whole thing. You're like, you can have him.
Oh, fuck both y'all.
Period.
I can go do something better probably.
Period. Or but, if it comes to that, like...
Well, like, because in my head, I'm like, well, if you really want this person, then you definitely don't want me. Or, like, you don't want me all the way. So, like, I'm not going to deal with a half ass.
Okay.
So bye.
Period.
So you can.
One time for the not dealing with the half-time.
you can go your way and I'll go my way.
Okay. I'm not fighting for no man.
No fighting for no man.
No man. I'm gonna remember this day.
No, man.
And I can press play.
be like, remember when you said. Right? No, but I just don't see myself, like, fighting nobody. Like I said, earrings will not be taken off.
What if someone comes sideways at your, like, brother? Like, you're out at the club and someone's like, the fuck? And you're like,
I wouldn't fight them, but I would try to remove. Again, me, I'm always on the removal thing. Like, if somebody said something to one of my brothers when we were out on vacation, and I did feel some type of way, but that brother told me not to say anything. Because, like, he didn't want to, it to escalate. Not that I was going to fight nobody, but I was like,
but you had something
I was like, why would you say that? And that he didn't want me to, like, he didn't want us to engage.
But in that moment, you were heated and you wanted
I was mad. I was like, why would you, like, there was no reason to bring that
up.
But
you wanted to
say something. Yeah, I wanted to say something. But if
but you had to have thought about it if your brother had the time to be like, nah, like.
Because I was like, should I not? Because I know how we are. Like, we're not ones to make a scene. Okay. So I was thinking about it. I was like, this, because it was uncalled for. Yeah. Like, there was no need. So I was like, but then he was like, don't, like, just.
Yeah.
Just ignore it. Because I didn't even hear it. He told me, he's like, he just said this. Oh. And I was like, for what?
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
I feel like that's their fire too. People who like to fuck with people, like,
they want a reaction. Yeah. And I'm not trying to give nobody no reaction.
Amen. For no reaction.
Like, y'all ain't gonna get me all riled up for nothing.
I learned that recently, like, because I don't know how to say this, but it was like a question. It was like, are you revengeful? And in conclusion, I was like, I used to want revenge, but now, like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I think that sometimes people look for that reaction, and when they don't get it, they're pissed.
Mm-hmm. And what did they say? Like, kill them with kindness or whatever?
And I was like, and that's my revenge. So in the end, I still feel good that you feel bad that you didn't get a reaction. So that's still kind of revenge, but it's a different revenge, so...
Yeah.
So be it. So fuck be y'all. It. Fuck you and your mama. Period. Damn.
Period. No, but for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not my personality to be mean either.
No. Mm-mm. I feel like I toned it down. I used to be mean. Like, I had heard a couple times, you don't want to be on her bad side. But I was like, honestly, I wasn't like, let's get it. Like, let's fight. Yeah. But I was very hurtful with words. Like, you come at me sideways, I'm going to make sure you regret that. With the things that I would say, like,
out of pocket.
I was so out of pocket. What the fuck? Yeah. But now, you know, I'm wearing namaste.
Okay. She coming back. Her chakras are aligning.
Yeah, they needed that, bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck? So we were talking about children, and I did have a question. Was like, if you have children, how do you want to raise them?
Ooh, that's a good one. One of my things when I'm raising children, I want them to feel like they're always going to be able to do things for themselves. Like, I don't ever want them to feel like dependent on nobody, like girls or boys. Like, I want them to grow up knowing that they need to work hard. I feel like, I don't know, we did. Thank you.